Silence is golden, is golden, it's golden. Silence is golden, is golden, it's golden.
Something bad is about to happen to me. I don't know what, but I feel it coming. Might be so sad, might leave my nose running. I just hope she don't wanna leave me.
Don't you give me up, please. Don't give up on me. I belong.
Bad is about to happen to me. Why I feel this way, I don't know, maybe. I think of her so much, it drives me crazy. I just don't want her to leave me.
Don't you give me up, please. Don't give up on me. I belong.
So why'd you go? You said
Hello, welcome to WMFO in Medford. How are you today, Reese?
I'm good, Dana. How are you?
I am actually fantastic.
Yeah, you sound like it.
Reese doesn't like waking up early.
Well, you don't sound like you're doing too hot either. Or you're just doing your NPR voice.
This is 4:27 p.m. It's not.
It's 8:09.
It's 8:09.
Yeah.
That was Orange Juice by Noah Kahan. Before that, we had Dark Ride by Steve Lacy. Should we tell them our theme, or should we let them guess?
Tell them the theme.
Okay, our theme is colors, or songs with colors in the name. So, coming up next, we have Something in the Orange. Oh, we also arrange it rainbow order, because why not?
Yeah, oh, and then we have our special...
Oh, yeah, we have a great song to tie it up at the end.
Yeah, was it Lucy or Aiden that suggested this theme?
I think Lucy suggested this. Yeah. Shout out Lucy. She's probably still asleep.
Probably.
Good song. I mean, theme. Anyways, anything else to say?
Yeah, I don't know. I like the Zach Bryan song. I have a friend who you, like, indirectly know from Denver who, like, exclusively listens to Zach Bryan.
That's a solid artist I'll exclusively listen to. I exclusively listened to Zach Bryan over the entire winter break. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, good song.
All right, well, this is Something in the Orange by Zach Bryan.
Yeah.
See the sun. Something in the orange tells me we're not done. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? Poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. I need to hear you say you've been waiting all night. Orange dancing in your eyes from bulb light. Your voice only trembles when you try to speak. Take me back to us dancing this wood used to creep. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? Poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Please turn those headlights around. I drew a line for you.
myself try.
Hello, that was Yellow by Coldplay. I bet everyone's surprised that we played that.
Yeah. Are there any other songs with Yellow?
No, that was it. We're moving on to Green.
I meant in general, but yeah. Oh, there's Yellow Submarine.
Oh, I like that one. I know that one.
I've seen Ringo Starr play Yellow Submarine live.
When?
Years and years ago.
I was going to say, is he dead?
No, he's not dead. He actually still tours.
Oh. Doesn't he have enough money?
But it's like, I think when you're a rock star and you get to that age, it's like, what else are you going to do?
That's true. Are the rest of them dead?
The rest of the Beatles? Paul McCartney's still alive, also.
He did the song with Dominic Fike. Except for that wasn't Paul McCartney, it was someone else. Maybe it was Paul McCartney.
No, it was Paul McCartney. Well, what he did is he released an album, and then he had a bunch of, like, newer, like, indie pop kind of artists, like, re-record all the songs.
Oh.
I'm looking at who else did it. But, yeah, so, I mean, yeah, McCartney 3 Imagined. Phoebe Bridgers did one.
Oh. Maybe next show we should listen to some of those.
Maybe. I only know the Kiss of Venus one.
Yeah, me too.
But.
I like that one. That was a good one.
Yeah, what do we have next, Dana?
Ooh, next we have Green Green Dress from the movie Tick Tick Boom, which I absolutely love that movie, and it has some very, very good songs on it. But this one starts with green, and so I think it's the only reason Reese would let me play it.
So this movie, just so I'm clear, this is a movie which is an adaptation of a play, which is about a guy writing a different play.
Yep. Cool. Super good movie.
All right.
Yeah. He's the guy that did Rent, which was a very popular Broadway play. And then he died.
Oh.
I spoiled it. Anyway, you guys should go watch Tick Tick Boom, because you definitely... they don't show him dying. It's just like a little, this is what happened. This is his success.
And then he died. Yeah, oh, well.
Yeah.
Rip to that guy.
Yeah, Jonathan Larson. But yeah, Green Green Dress.
Thank you. tell me yes, I'll unbutton every button on your green, green, dress. Oh, the green, green dress, 20 buttons and a strap. The green, green dress, what a pleasure to unwrap. Green dress, oh, what it can do. What the green, green dress does to me or you. Me or you. Me or the green, green dress. Me or the green, green dress. Me or you. The green, green dress.
The green, green dress.
The green, green dress.
Was Blue Tacoma by Russell Dickerson, which was a country song, and Reese didn't know it was a country song until I told him, so that's how I got to listen to it. I love country music. But that was like pop country, so it was fine.
No, pop country is worse.
Pop country is so much better.
Than like actual like rugged country?
Yeah.
I'm speechless. That's a terrible take.
No, it's not. Maybe one day we should come on here and just play my country playlist.
Have you ever listened to like Sturgill Simpson or Coulter Wall?
Nope.
All right, well, we're adding a song in here because there's a good real country song with color in the name.
Okay, well.
You know, I posted my friend Quinn, who I'm going to visit tomorrow.
Yeah.
Likes country, and he, we were, like, arguing about it, and so I put an Instagram poll of if country is the worst genre of music, and it was 60-40 in favor of yes.
Oh.
And keep in mind, the 40 is, like, any other genre.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, in favor of country?
60% said country was the worst genre.
Oh, the worst. Yeah, no, I disagree. There's many, many worse genres out there.
Like,
I don't know. DJ discotheque.
That's I. What?
I don't know. The one where it's just like noise, but not good noise.
But that's like club music, though. That's not like the same thing as like music you're supposed to be able to like listen to and just enjoy like individually.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think it's bad, and I still think country's good. So,
right, well,
to each their own.
There you go.
Up next, we have Violet Sky by Lost Boy Crow, which no one knows who Lost Boy Crow is.
Do you know who Lost Boy Crow is?
Exactly. I don't know how I know who Lost Boy Crow is, but I like this song.
He kind of looks like a crow.
Does he?
As I look at this picture of him on Spotify, yeah.
Well, no, I'm excited to look at the picture of him, so we're going to play Violet Sky by Lost Boy Crow. Here it is.
Slow dance, me and my nerves. Other 16, everything was high school teens, dreaming of a rivalry. I think I died and came back another violet sky. Hold me tighter, feel my fire slip into your lungs. Wondering eyes chasing. I cry when I laugh when I think about the past. Do you laugh too? Cause all these coffee shops are looking like graveyards. All my friends got married to a day job. Violet sky, hold me tight, feel my fire. That was in the backseat, huh?
That was Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones. Do you have anything to say, Reese?
I have a public service announcement, Dana.
Ooh, Reese has a public service announcement. Let's hear it.
Here's some numbers to think about. U.S. healthcare costs. Health spending per person in the U.S. was $12,914 in 2021, which was over $5,000 more than any other high-income nation. The average amount spent on healthcare per person in comparable countries, $6,125, is less than half of what the U.S. spends per capita. So every single day, it costs us, as Americans, more than $35 each just for medical expenses. That's more than $1.47 an hour every hour, whether we are awake or sleeping. These are numbers to think about, a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
What was it, $12,000?
Yeah, almost $13,000.
I could go for someone to pay me $13,000 a year, just for fun.
Are you the healthcare industry?
I am the healthcare industry, actually.
Well, then I guess you're set.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Not good?
Not good.
What is... Oh, yeah, I don't have a lot to... Brown Sugar is my song. It's a good song. Yeah. I think let's keep moving.
Okay. Up next, we have White Roses by Grace and Chance, and then Pink and White by Frank Ocean, which is one of Reese and I's songs, respectively. So...
Yeah.
Okay. So here's White Roses.
White roses on a pastel sky. Broken vows on our lips run dry. I see you out with your friends, you smile. It's funny how that goes, I haven't slept in a while. I never saw it coming, I thought we had it all. I feel you in those moments, those nights held in your arms. Darling, be careful with me, cause there's part of me that you don't know. Darling, be gentle with me when you tell me that you need to go. And if you should miss me, don't call me, don't tell me, just leave me alone. Because you cut me wide open, left teardrops on all my white roses. Cause you cut me wide open, left teardrops on all my white roses. Same places on a Friday night, holding glances but with tongue tied. I'm with my friends and it's hard to smile. It's crazy how that feels, I haven't slept in a while. I never saw it coming, I thought we had it all. I feel you in those moments, those nights held in your arms. Darling, be careful with me, cause there's part of me that you don't know. Darling, be gentle with me when you tell me that you need to go. Should miss me, don't call me, don't tell me, just leave me alone. Because you cut me wide open, left teardrops on all my white roses. Cause you cut me wide open, left teardrops on all my white roses. I want to cause there's part of me that you don't know. And darling, be gentle with me when you tell me that you need to go.
And if you should miss me, don't call me. Don't tell me, just leave me alone. Because you cut me wide open, left teardrops on all my white roses.
Was Pink and White by Frank Ocean. That was Reese's song. Reese, do you have anything to say about Frank Ocean?
Oh, I always have something to say about Frank Ocean. No, that's probably my favorite album of all time is that Blonde, which is what Pink and White is off of.
I should listen to it.
You should. It's a little sad, but it's, I don't know, it's very good. We're now being inundated with texts from our friends of songs with colors, because apparently there's like a million.
Yeah, and ours apparently aren't good enough.
Yeah.
Oh my god, there's so many.
We have Red, Black Dog, Yellow Submarine, Brown Eyed Girl, Pink Cadillac, Banana Pancakes, which I don't know if that counts.
Watermelon Sugar does not count.
No.
No.
Purple Rain, Purple Haze, Breakfast in America, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah. I think he missed the color theme there.
Yeah, he's just hungry.
Yeah. And then we have Red by Taylor Swift, which we already passed Red, so.
Yeah.
Womp womp.
Oh well.
Oh, up next we have the country song that Reese said I need to listen to, as it is an actual country song.
Yeah, well, here's what I'm saying, is pop country isn't good.
I disagree.
What is good is, like, when you have, like, actual, like, talented instrumentation and, like, a more kind of folksy sound to it.
Or...
Yeah.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen is not good.
Disagree. I don't usually like when, like, the banjo. I don't like the sound of the banjo.
Well, because, like, Zach Bryan is closer to, like, a, like, folksy country.
That's true. I like that.
Than he is to a pop country singer.
I agree. But so, he's more, like, folksy.
What?
Never mind. Never mind. Okay.
So that's my point.
Okay. This is Sleeping on the Blacktop. I guess we'll find out if it's good.
Yeah. They also... this is Culture Wall. He's another really good song I like called Devil Wears a Suit and Tie. Mm. But that doesn't have a color.
No color. So...
but this is also a good song.
Yeah. Well, here it is.
Tastes sweeter in this town. Could it be it's the same as the last? I swear I've seen your face elsewhere before, just as familiar as a bottle and a glass. Hey darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey darling, leaving for the next town, less than my sense catches up with me. Hey darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey darling, leaving for the next town, less than my sense catches up with me. Less than my sense catches up with me.
Long now, this could be all that. dancer and I was a rag. The song in my head was all that I had. Hope was a letter I never could send. Well, love was a country we couldn't defend. Through the carnival, we watched them go round and round. All we knew of home was just a sunset and some clowns. Oh, well, you were a magazine, I was a plain Jane, just walking the sidewalks covered in rain. Love to just get into some of your stories, me and all.
Okay, that was Big Black Car by Gregory Alan Isakov. And Reese, I did not think your country song was bad, but I didn't think it was country.
That's just not right.
But that was like folk.
Well, it's folksy country, but he like still has the like southern twang in the voice. And,
I didn't hear a southern twang, I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, darling. Like, it was like,
See, in pop country, they like really, really accentuate their southern twang because it's probably not natural.
Right.
Which makes it so much funnier.
He's on a Spotify playlist, Coulter Wall. He's on a Spotify playlist called Indigo, which is a new shade of country, they say. So that means it's country.
Indigo. It's a color.
Although, this also has Noah Kahan on it, so I don't know if that...
Yeah, exactly. I think it... To you, that is country. So your Spotify is like, to you, this is country. But it is not country.
So for something to be country, it has to be bad?
No, I think it's good. It just has to be more, I don't know, not that. I think it was a great song. I will listen to that.
But you think it's folk?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we can agree to disagree.
Okay. Up next, we have our very favorite song, which is a great song.
Yeah.
Reese.
Aiden and Lucy were supposed to come in and sing it a cappella for us, but they didn't want to do that.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I think this would be a great a cappella song.
But this is in honor of All the Colors, Rainbow Connection, which, by the way, on Spotify, the artist listed is just Kermit.
Yeah.
So.
Just Kermit. I wonder if Kermit has some songs.
He does. I'm going to end it now.
Oh. Well, while you guys listen to the lovely song of Rainbow Connection, which I did hear for the first time yesterday, we will look through the Kermit playlist. And here you are.
Find it the dreamers and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep, and have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? The voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Okay, this one's for Gabby.